Jesus is coming. And you have to be ready. The door is going to knock one day. And you need to be ready. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's inevitable. We're all going to expire. If your mother and father never told you that, well, I'm telling you that right now. We know none of us are vampires. None of us are going to have a gift of eternal mortality. The Egyptians fought it for years, and they all of them were buried in the ground, and they all died. That is a fact. There's three things that I heard us said. You're going to be born, you're going to pay taxes, and you're going to die. Those are the three things that's going to happen. Now, I have seen over my career, so to speak, those that have died in tremendous amount of fear, and those that have died in with joy in their hearts. Now, to me, it's the saddest thing in the world when we see someone that is not ready for the inevitable. But unfortunately, in our day of if it feels good, do it. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Let's go ahead and just live for today. And you don't plan. You're not prepared. You don't have that crystal ball, but you seem to think you do, especially when you're younger. You seem to think that you're unstoppable. And then something happens to change it all. And sometimes we take that for granted. We let someone else take the responsibility of our own future. I think we need to take an example from that squirrel. Take a real example of what that squirrel is doing. That squirrel is out busy living life, but in the meantime, it is out being productive. It's living life and it's going and doing what it needs to do, and it's instinctively been through nature has decided to not sit around and wait to be fed, but to feed himself. It's just human nature. We need to take a leaf from that. We need to take a leaf from that. Matthew 25 is all about the wedding for the ages. This is what they're saying. We don't know when he's coming. We don't know when he arrives. He will arrive. But should we not be ready? Should we not be ready for his return? And that's really the story of Matthew. My message to you is keep your crystal ball on the side as decoration. Don't rely on the crystal ball to make this. The world is a dark, dark place. I can't imagine living in the world without a belief of the hereafter. When we expend our bodies and our fleshly body is gone, our spirit lives on. Why should we prepare if we do not believe? If we don't believe, then why do we even bother preparing? Why don't we just go out with a bang? Unfortunately, that's probably what happened to some of the derangement that's been happening lately. But if you well and truly believe, you should say, thank goodness, I'm going to keep my oil or my pecans ready and stored for the future. Be prepared. Thank goodness that we do believe. Let us pray.